Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden held a virtual inaugural celebration last night in lieu of attending inaugural balls. Performers appeared in video tributes, such as Katy Perry, who sang as fireworks lit up the National Mall. Three former presidents offered Biden their well wishes, including George W. Bush.
Mr. President, I'm pulling for your success. Your success is our country's success, and God bless you.
Bill Clinton.
I'm glad you're there, and I wish you well.
And Barack Obama.
We will be available in any ways that we can as citizens to help you guide our country forward.
President Biden, while celebrating his inauguration, has gotten right to work. He's planning to sign another 10 executive actions on this, his second day in office. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports these will address the sluggish federal response to the pandemic.
The new press secretary, Jen Psaki, made it very clear yesterday that the COVID-19 crisis is President Biden's top priority.
The issue that he wakes up every day focused on is getting the pandemic under control. The issue he goes to bed every night focused on is getting the pandemic under control.
One of the orders will direct agencies to use the Defense Production Act to boost shortfalls of vaccines, but also testing and supplies. It's a key part of fulfilling Biden's promise to ensure that 100 million vaccines happen in his first 100 days in office. White House officials say Biden also plans to direct FEMA to reimburse states for vaccine and testing supplies. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
NPR has learned the pandemic may be peaking. Researchers following the coronavirus say the number of people getting infected every day in the U.S. appears to have hit a high about a week ago, and it has been declining ever since. The new head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the CDC will fully review agency's COVID-19 guidance. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Sam Whitehead reports Dr. Rochelle Walensky wants faster action on the pandemic.
In an email statement sent out hours after President Biden's inauguration, Walensky says science will guide CDC's COVID-19 recommendations. To that end, she's assigned top agency official Dr. Ann Schuchat to review its guidance and update it as needed. The Trump administration was at times hostile to the CDC and in some cases put pressure on the agency to alter its public health recommendations. Walensky also says much more COVID-19 testing, surveillance, and vaccination are needed to help the U.S. overcome the coronavirus pandemic and reach, quote, healthier days that lie ahead. For NPR News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.
This is NPR. Officials in Iraq's capital, Baghdad, say a double suicide bombing has killed 28 people and injured another 73 others. NPR's Alice Fordham reports recently there have been fewer such attacks in Iraq.
The bomb hit the downtown Tahrir Square Market at mid-morning on a bustling weekday. Footage from the scene shows people fleeing through an area crowded with fruit sellers and clothes stalls. For years, this kind of attack was a frequent horror in Baghdad. But since ISIS has been largely defeated, indiscriminate bombings have become much less common. However, incidents like this show that militants are still active in Iraq, and it is not totally isolated. Earlier this week, a group believed to be affiliated with ISIS burst into a power station in northern Iraq, detained the employees and detonated a large bomb, blowing up the plant. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Baghdad.
The U.S. Senate has confirmed the first of President Biden's cabinet-level nominees. Senators approved Avril Haines as Biden's Director of National Intelligence by a vote of 84 to 10. She's only the first of several key members of Biden's security team to be put into place. Haines has previously served as Deputy CIA Director and as Deputy National Security Advisor. Somebody won the mammoth Powerball jackpot last night. The lottery says there was a single winning Powerball ticket that matched all the numbers, and it was sold in Maryland. The jackpot is worth an estimated $731 million. The Mega Millions jackpot will be drawn on Friday. That's worth an estimated $970 million. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.